the moment the island of the Marshall Islands is facing a drought situation, and it's a crucial time to be on the island and provide support to the people and the government of the Marshall Islands. And the island, there's a growing and urgent need for the Pacific as well as the Marshall Islands to improve their society's resilience. So we are working in the general community located in the Marjoro Atoll of the Marshalls, and 90% of the residents in this general community have experienced or impacted by with inundation, typhoon, drought, and that's why we're here. We're here to work with the general community as well as the government to develop a community-based early warning system to establish the links between the Marjoro Natural Weather Services so that they can communicate effective weather warnings in a timely manner, as well as the use of everyday forecast information to improve water management, strengthening of food security, and also the risk of diseases associated with these weather and climate events.
Does that mean, therefore, that, as you pointed out, you arrive in the middle of a drought emergency in Marshall Islands, that that the project that you're working on, once that system is up and running, that perhaps when the next drought comes around, Marshall Islands will be in a better position to cope than perhaps it is currently?
That is correct. We, with the drought in place, we're hoping to really look at the current gaps in which impedes the capacity of the community to respond to this drought situation. And we're hoping to develop responses to improve those gaps and improve the way in which the community will be able to mobilize themselves with the resources they have and respond effectively to drought situation. We're also talking about building their capacity and providing information for them to make the necessary decisions well before there is the impact of drought felt in the communities. So obviously this community-based early warning system will minimize the impact of them in future droughts.
One of the other aspects I gather of the initiative you're working on, not just in the Marshalls, but in pretty much all of the Pacific Island countries, is developing the media skills of those who work in the meteorological service, for example. I think it's been a perennial complaint, perhaps, that the weather information that is given out, sometimes it is not as clear as it might be, and sometimes it's not given out in a timely enough manner.
Some of the information that has been provided by the weather services across the region has been accurate. However, it is the translation of the warnings and the information by various groups and various villages or the public. And I think working with the media and building the understanding of the different terminologies that the weather services employ and use in the weather bulletins will enable the community to understand better. And if they can understand better, they'll be able to respond in the right way and really do the adaptation that needs to be done well in advance before the impact of any hazards to the community. So we also understand the role the media plays. That's why we're doing conducting a media training where we are bringing all the different stakeholders together and really talk about the different terminology and explore the different ways in which the media can effectively use it as a mode of disseminating the information and translating the information in the layman's term so that the information is useful and increase the uptake of information by the community for response.